Multi-agent systems present a unique architectural puzzle. It's more than just coding individual programs, we're engineering ecosystems of independent agents. What if we could guarantee predictable interactions within these systems? This discussion explores how to establish firm boundaries, ensuring deterministic routing and seamless transitions. Think of it as creating dependable workflows between agents. Consider the move from a single, monolithic agent to a network of specialized agents. A monolith risks context pollution, where research assumptions affect architecture. Expertise also dilutes, creating conflict between research and coding. Parallelism is sequential, so it's slower. One failure corrupts everything, and auditability is a black box. With multi-agents, we isolate context. Specialists focus on their area. Agent prompts have a distinct DNA. Think of the YAML front matter as the orchestrator's essential hook. It's where we define the agent's name, its routing description, and the specific model it should use. Then we have the role definition. This is crucial. It anchors the model's behavior, focusing its expertise and preventing that drift we sometimes see with general assistance. It keeps the agent on track. Constraints are powerful in AI agent design. Think of must-not rules as safety rails. Without them, like on the left, a research agent can wander, creating code or changing core systems. But with boundaries, like must-not generate code, the agent, on the right, stays focused. These constraints protect the AI and its purpose. A crucial element is the agent and orchestration layer contract, standardized output. Think of it this way: agents deliver output the orchestrator reliably understands. Raw data and status go through parsing and scanning. This creates structured output, like a JSON object. It includes research outputs and a clear status flag. This ensures smooth communication. To prevent dangling dependencies, we map the system's dependency graph using a capability matrix. Think of it as a central registry, where each requires entry must map to another agent's produces. For instance, the research agent takes raw query and provides structured research data. Then, the architect agent needs that structured research data to generate a system design blueprint. This ensures a complete chain of dependencies. A key to effective routing: eliminate output overlap. If multiple agents can create the same thing, routing becomes a guessing game. Think of it this way: each output type needs a single owner. For instance, if both the DocWriter and architect agents can produce the API specification, that's a problem. It introduces confusion and wastes time. A cleaner approach is where responsibility is clearly defined. This is a much more efficient pipeline. Deterministic routing ensures tasks reach the right agent every time. When a task arrives, the capability router compares it to each agent's skills. But before dispatch, we validate artifact dependencies. If everything's there, the agent receives the task. If a dependency is missing, we halt dispatch and flag the error, guaranteeing smooth execution. For effective handoffs, remember: pass artifacts, not context. Your colleague doesn't need the complete conversation history. Instead of raw chat logs or internal reasoning, filter the information. Pass clean, usable file references. This keeps things efficient and prevents confusion. Handoff protocols require a carefully orchestrated sequence. First, we create a checkpoint, essentially saving the current state and assigning it an ID for easy recovery if needed. Then, to minimize disruption, only the critical physical files are transferred. We inject clear instructions for the receiving agent, and finally, conduct a verification step. This process ensures a seamless information transfer. Choosing the right model? Key factors include accuracy, sure, but also things like training time and interpretability. A complex model might give you a slight accuracy edge, but is it worth the extra time and effort to train? And can you even explain its predictions? This matrix can help you balance those trade-offs. This coordinated system ensures efficient processing. User requests are intelligently routed using the capability matrix. Then, the research agent, guided by specific prompts, crafts structured outputs. A handoff protocol filter then refines these outputs before they undergo pre-dispatch validation. Finally, Opus, our architect agent, receives this validated and refined information. Our tiered testing approach ensures resilient agent networks. We start with unit testing, which confirms the agent's output is properly formatted and machine-readable. Think of it as a structural integrity check. Then, integration testing validates the handoff between agents. This confirms artifacts transfer correctly and that pre-dispatch validation flags no hallucinations. It's about seamless collaboration and preventing errors. A common pitfall when building agents is overloading them. You end up with a Swiss Army agent trying to do everything but not doing anything particularly well. The fix? Break it down. Instead of one agent, create 3 to 5 specialized agents, each focused on a specific task. Another frequent issue? The chatty handoff. This is when a receiving agent disregards instructions or starts hallucinating based on previous, irrelevant reasoning. The most important thing to remember with orchestration is this: one agent, one job, one artifact type. Think of it as a golden rule. If an agent is unreliable, the entire system is unreliable. The orchestrator's stability hinges on the structural integrity of each agent. Keep the agent simple and focused, and the entire process stays clean. That's key for smooth operation.